Hi everyone, thanks for joining me. I'm Lynn with PlasmaEnergySolution.com and today is November 9th, 2022. And today I want to talk about pyramids. Now, what kind of pyramids? I've done a couple of articles recently, a couple of blogs on our website about the PVC pipe pyramids that look like this. And this is built according to the dimensions given by Charlie Zeese. And Charlie Zeese spent several years researching all of this. And then one of the things I want to point out that he did research was you will see a lot of metal pyramids offered online. And his are PVC. Now, why is it PVC? Well, his testing found that there's more energy that is emitted with the PVC than with the metals. So maybe the metals have some type of an interference with those energies. Now, you see a little shorter pyramid over here. And this is one that Dr. Paul did, and I have used that, well, we both did, since the beginning of when he made it, and we would put all our new formulas in it, we would put our outgoing orders in there, and then I would also put things in there that maybe I had special intentions about, and maybe I'd put some pick an intention water, such as peace or something like that. Now, while we're on the subject of intention, I'm going to put a couple of links below this video. One will be for Charlie Zeese on his instructional video that he did on how to build your PVC pyramid. But another will be, there will be some links from Raymond Grace, who is a very well-known, internationally well-known dowser. And Raymond Grace works with energies. And he has his special way of working with them. And here's another way of working with them that Charlie Zeese has shown. And then, of course, there's still another way with working with the energies with the plasma energy solution combinations that Dr. Paul and I have put together and that I have continued to do in the years since he passed. So what's the big deal about these pyramids? Well, Charlie Z started researching these, first of all, because there's a very unique architecture type that you see all over the world, and it has to do with buildings that have this shape somewhere on the building, and it may be a steeple on a church. It may be there may be dome structures with it. And these are generally buildings that are now labeled as churches, as government buildings, as libraries, or buildings with special functions. But there's a whole other topic that comes up on who built these buildings and where did they come from. Well, I'll let you explore that, because right down here you'll see a book sitting on a table that I have that talks about that. And then Charlie Zeese also has a book that he put out on 76.345, which is the angle that you see in these pyramids, and that is a very important angle, energetically speaking. Now, what Charlie found was that there was some Russian research, and this was several years ago, by a Dr. Golod, G-O-L-O-D, I believe. And so what were some of the things that he came out with? Okay, Alexander Golod coordinated groups of scientists and carried out specific studies for over a decade with fiberglass pyramids built by him. The results showed significant positive effects for both biological and non-biological materials. The largest pyramid built by him is 140 feet high and weighs 55 tons. And this, I don't know if you can see this because it's black and white. Okay, but that's an image of it right there. Okay, and what were some of the things or some of the benefits that they discovered? Well, the immune system of organisms increased upon exposure to the pyramid. And their specific properties of medicines increase with decreasing side effects after exposure in the pyramid. And there's agricultural seeds placed in the pyramid showed 30 to 100% increased in yield. They were able with radar to detect energy columns above the pyramids that Alexander Golod built, and this is thought to have perhaps repaired some of the ozone layer over in Russia. The pathogenic strength of different viruses and bacteria became less with exposure to the pyramid. The amount of radioactivity becomes less after exposure to the pyramid. Work with more than 5,000 people in jails in Russia showed that after 4 months, most crimes almost disappeared and behavior was much improved. Now, how did he do that? You know what they did? They treated table salt, and then they distributed it to all those facilities. Well, why would they use table salt? It has a crystalline structure, and so it could hold that energy. The crystalline substances that were placed in one of Alexander Golod's big pyramids was delivered on board the Mir space station in 1998. These substances remained on the Mir station for over a year. In October 2001, the crystalline substances from the pyramid were also placed in the International Space Station for 10 days. So these were all done for the benefit of people. Well, people and our planet, I would say. Now, I'm going into this at a time when Russia is fairly unpopular in some news venues. And so let me just say this. This is not a political discussion. This is a discussion about energies. I am not going to discuss politics because I think it is a blithering waste of time. If I wanted to do a concerted effort in politics, I would nominate one of my cats for office because I would know what to expect if the cat so happened to be elected. All right, enough said about that topic. So now I want to show you the Charlie Zeese goes into the notes that I was looking at step by step, and he's very meticulous about step by step of how you can get the components at a local box store such as Home Depot or Lowe's, or you can get it, say, at a hardware store. So in our town, we do have a hardware store, and I went down there the other day, and I got some parts. Now, you're going to get PVC pipe, and you want 3/4 inch, and he made a point of saying schedule 40. This pipe comes in 10-foot lengths. It was not going to have a good ride home in my car. And so I was standing there mulling it over, and somebody asked if they could help me. And I said, well, yeah, I really want some of this pipe, but I'm not sure how I'm going to get it home. And he said, well, we can cut it here for you. Voila. That was just what I needed to hear. So they did cut my pipe, and they charge for it, and that's okay, you know, because my cutting it with a bread knife or a steak knife wasn't going to be an especially good outcome either. Now, all the parts were there, and this is the coupling. Okay, so it's called a T coupling. And where is the T coupling used? Okay, the T coupling is going to go along the floor where everything is going to join up at the corners. If I can figure out where my finger is going, there. So it's going to join up right there, and you've got four of those. Then you fit the pipe that's cut specifically for the bottom, you fit that into the couplings. And then what they did, if you look really closely, I think you can see that there's the pipe is joined on the sides with another coupling. And that coupling is this. So you're going to join the two pipes together. Now, why would you do that? I'll tell you what, it's really a lot handier if you're going to move this pyramid. Because the one that Dr. Paul did that's over here, oh my goodness, every time we move that from one location to another in the house, because it was already joined together and not able to be taken apart, we kind of had to skew it in and out of doorways and stuff like that. So that idea of being able to uncouple it if you're going to move it was a very practical idea. And then you have the cap, which are these things that go on the top. And I'm going to get these out of the way. Now, you'll notice on Dr. Paul's, there's another structure on top of that he made out of shungite. And at some point, you can't see the top of this one, but I am going to put something on top of that. Now, you can order these online, and I found some on Etsy, and so you can certainly do that if you don't want to go through the process that I'm showing you here. But I did want to show it because it is easy to show. And I think it's just one of these energy devices that is very subtle. There's not much research on this was allowed into the Western venue of research that people could examine. So Charlie Z certainly had to do some digging to find out the information that he did find out. But I encourage you to look at things like this when there's something that has the subtle energies that will increase the effectiveness of the crop yields. And I know there was a mention in the article that they would put the seeds before planting in like one of these big pyramid structures, like I showed you the photo of, say the one that's 144 feet tall. And they would do that before they planted and let them be energized in that method. Now, the reason I have this in a chair is if somebody wanted to sit inside and enjoy the energies of that pyramid, you could do so. As you notice, the one that Dr. Paul made was too short to sit in comfortably. You had to get down on the floor and get in there. And so the reason I have this taller one is if you wish to have a balancing, you can sit in the pyramid, in the chair that's inside the pyramid. And one of my cats, I really don't like for them to get on this chair because it was a needlepoint chair of my grandmother's, and she laid a claim to it. So she and I had to have a discussion about what was allowed and what wasn't. So now she's content. I've got a couple sleeping places for her right next to the fireplace. So anyway, I did want to share all that with you. I will put the link to Charlie Zeese's how-to article that's very, very thorough. And then, like I said, you can order these I don't remember what the total was on this because I got several other things at the hardware store. It wasn't outrageous. When Charlie's East did it, it was $30, but that was before the last couple of years. So even if you spend double that, you're going to spend less than if you order it online because the online type that is this size that I found was this one, $144. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, there's some information for you, and you can enhance the energies of your plasma energy products that you have. Let's say you're going to give some to a friend or a neighbor, family member, whatever, and you've put it in vials or spray bottles or whatever. Let it sit in the pyramid for a little while and just give it a little extra energy boost, and then you can go ahead and send it out the door. All right, well, I want to thank you for taking the time to watch this, and I hope you have a good rest of your week. Thanks, and it's plasmaenergysolution.com. Thank you.